Oh, to live with the conviction of St. Paul, who in today's second reading to Corinthians declares, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? To know that God has called me to dwell with him for all eternity, and not just to intellectually know, but to live with that kind of conviction from the depths of my being. To know that I will see the day when the snow will all melt. To have the humility that Jesus says, deal with the beam in my own eye before I deal with the little splinter in your eye. To have that depth of humility of heart so that I, in fact, can approach you with humility and not out of my own pride. To be aware of the storehouse of goodness that God wants to produce in me. That he wants my heart to be this incredible storehouse of goodness, of love and joy and kindness. And what Jesus wants is for your heart and mind to be a place where good just flows out always. That is why our prayer fair is so important. As I shared last week at the masses I was at, is perhaps the most important 20 minutes that you can spend this entire year. Because what the prayer fair is all about is to help me to follow Christ more closely. So that even if it should snow another 5 feet in the month of March, out of the store of the goodness of my heart, your experience of me will be filled with joy and gratitude. About last spring, I was driving home to where I live over on Scriver until we build a new rectory here. And as I was driving there, I go, what the heck is that? And it was three nuns, a grandma, and a little miniature poodle walking right over here. I slammed on the brake and I go, what are three nuns, a grandma, and a miniature poodle walking here for? And they explained that the three nuns explained that their car broke down. And so we have three of the sisters here from Mary Morning Star, which is a beautiful community out of France, and they have a house in Ghent, Minnesota. So today after Mass, they're going to be selling some of their jams and things. What was your favorite item? Candle? Soap? Soap? The strawberry jelly. So they make these things, and you can buy them, and you can, I mean, it might be, you know, a jar of jelly at Jerry's goes for $1, here it goes for $1,000. It's great. And but when you buy it at Jerry's, you can't deduct $999. Here you can. And so, but it's this wonderful opportunity. And so I thought, well, this is like beautiful because, see, all of a sudden, as I visited with you last spring, I realized that you come from all over the world and that you follow Christ in an impressive way that helps me to remind me that God wants to do that. And the only way that you can do that is if you are women of prayer. And of course, tonight we have dueling nuns, banjos, and because we have, of course, our own Pro Ecclesia Santa sisters who are leading one of the workshops tonight on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so that we might know the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we might know the love of God in a very tangible way. When I was a junior in college, I at one point I ended up on went to St. Thomas. I was in this meeting. I don't know exactly why it was or what it was, but there was this old priest, and he was old. He was about 93, and I know 93 isn't old to everybody, but if you're a junior in college, 93 is old. And but he was talking about prayer to a group of folks there, and I thought, well, this is kind of cool. I'm a young college student. I want to grow in prayer. Instead of going through all the reading all the books on it, I will simply ask, and I remember thinking this, I will simply ask this 93-year-old priest, how do you pray? And however he answers that is how I will pray, because obviously he knows what to do. He's 93. You can just see wisdom oozing out of him. So I said, hey, 93-year-old priest. He said, yes, whippersnapper. How do you pray? I will never forget his answer. I am still learning. See you at the prayer fair.